Everybody. Good. Well, you know what this weekend is. So we're going to talk about Mother's Day. And we're going to talk about moms in general. So this is my mom. I'm proud of her. You can go ahead and go to the next one. If you'll stay a step ahead of me. So here's my mom and dad. I left my dad in there because I know he'll get upset if I cut him out. So I left him in there, but we're going to compare. We're going to talk about, just for the next few minutes, we're going to compare mothers and the Lord. All right? So that's the sermon title, Mothers and God. So our scripture reading was Genesis 1:27. And you heard it, but we'll put it up on the screen. Maybe. There it is. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. All right? So think about that. We're created in God's image. And when we think of mothers especially, mothers are created in God's image. Because he told them after this, be fruitful and multiply. Mothers get to participate in this process, carrying this child. Isn't that pretty cool? Y'all think that's cool? I think it's cool that women get to do that. I don't know that I'd want to do that, but I think it's cool that mothers get to do that. And so, man, you can't even see that. It's time for a new projector. If anybody wants to give to this church for a projector, please do, because you can't even see my mom. All right, it's time. We need some more blacks. The black in the projectors where you get good color. But when we're talking about mother, comparing her to the Lord, mothers and the Lord, there's this text that the Lord asks, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. How do mothers and God compare here? Did my mother get scars because of me? Yes, she did, because I was an emergency cesarean. C-section. I had a prolapsed cord. Almost killed us both. All right, and she's got a scar on her tummy where they had to get me out real fast. Yeah, thank you, baby. I had some notes there. It's at the one. Just leave it like that, and if you'll just switch from side to side like that. So mothers do have scars. You get stretch marks, right? You have scars from having that child. You put on weight, right? Right? All right, okay. Y'all talk to me, all right? Don't rub it in? Okay, well, it's just what happens when you have children like this. And so the Lord too, he's got scars from his children. Something that always reminds him of his children. So, I hope you can see that. It's this mother. What mother would not sacrifice her life for her children? Who put that in her? There you go. That's better. Now you can see it. Who put that in her? Exactly. It's his characteristic. And that's really what I'm wanting us to do this weekend, right here, right now, is I want us to look at our mothers in a whole new light. And I'm really talking to the younger ones. But some of us may have neglected our moms along the way as well. So we'll keep going here. Here's this guy. And you know, I'm not advocating tats at all. But I was tempted as a teenager to get this one. I love you, Mom. I was tempted because moms are... You ever notice that? Moms love you. They love you a lot. Here's some things that the younger generation may not get about mothers. And I don't even know if you can see this. Man, next time I'm not going to do a PowerPoint, but unless we get a new projector. Anybody want to donate, please donate to that. But this is a child in the womb. Can y'all make that out? All right, now that I explained it, okay. Your mom carried you in her womb for 9 months. She felt sick for months with nausea. Then she watched her feet swell and her skin stretch and tear. She struggled to climb stairs. She got breathless quickly. She suffered many sleepless nights. She then went through excruciating pain to bring you into this world. She became your nurse, your chef, your maid, your chauffeur, your biggest fan, your teacher, and your best friend. She struggled for you, cried over you, hoped the best for you, and prayed for you. Most of us take our mom for granted. But there are people who have lost or never even seen theirs. I know somebody specifically that didn't come today because she lost her mom, and she is, you know, very moved by that right now. And there's probably many of you in this room that have already lost your mom. But to the younger ones, don't take them for granted. Your mom loves you. And so I started going through looking at this. Can you guys see this? I doubt you can. Man, I should just flip this TV around. Y'all could probably see it better. But this, that's a baboon on the left holding her baby, and another monkey on the right holding her baby. You know, my dad told me I had a face made for radio, but my mom loved me. Amen? She loved me, and mothers love you no matter how you look. And even if you were adopted, here's a weird setup. Here's a kitty cat that adopted some eggs. You see that? Here's another one. Bunch of little ducklings following this dog. Adopted. All right? Here's one. Here's this little chicken on this little dog. Keeping it warm, protecting it. There's one. The cow adopting the kid. Can you guys see that? I know that's terrible, but that little kid is drinking. Yeah. Yeah, yuck. That's where milk comes from. Hello. So, all right. But here's this adoption. Here's another adoption. This little bunny adopted all the little chicks. Yeah, pretty cool. But moms do stuff for you. Look at this. Can y'all see what that is? That's a snail going across water, protecting her young. She's protecting it on her back, taking it across. You know, moms watch you grow up. They watch you learn how to walk. They give you that little bit of freedom, that independence, and watch you. Pretty cool. They watch you as you take your first flight. They're there, making sure. You know, my mom, I mean, she still put up with me, even though she knew I was bad to the bone, even from birth. You see that little kid sticking his tongue out? Moms love their kids, just like Jesus loves us. And moms are amazing. You know, my mom knows everything. Can you guys see this? This is on the fabric. You don't know what to do with it. It's got all these symbols, and it says, or just give it to your mother. She knows how to do it. You know, Audrey and I have still noticed this about Grammy. That's what we call my mother. Grammy, because even with medical problems, and Audrey's been through all the schooling, my Grammy still knows things that just blow us away. Isn't that right? Am I right? Yeah. And we're like, man, how does she know all this stuff? So moms know stuff. Here's another one protecting that little chick, keeping it warm. Just the love that your mom shows you represents the Lord. And when you get scared, look at this. Your mom is there. She's there to protect you. Right? That's who you cry out to as mom when you get scared. This is a good one. It says, a good mother loves her kids. A great mother still loves them when they're teenagers. Oh, whatever the teenager's saying. Right? Is your mom still loving you when you're a teenager? You bet she did. You know, my mom loved me when I was in that crisis mode, didn't know quite who I was, you know, and I said, trust me, I'm a lion. Here's a dog with a little lion's mane there. I know it's terrible. You can't see it, but it's there. Trust me. You know, your mom loves you when you try to cook for her. I thought I'd be a chef. She still loved me. She didn't eat the food, but she still loved me. She loved me when I thought I'd be a rock and roller. She was there for me. When I would be one of those angels on the biker. All right? She still loved me. When I thought I'd marry a biker chick. You know, my mom loved me when I went through my karate phase. You see this guy? She loved me when I thought I was invincible. When my hero was Chuck Norris. She remembers that. All my friends do too, because on the trampoline, you know, I'd usually kick them and they'd go home because they'd be mad at me. But that's, you know, who I was. My mom was there with my first job application. She was there, she supported me, and she was there when the world just seemed to poo on me. Who do you call when you're down? Who do you talk to? I lean on my mom a lot because she reminds me of leaning on the Lord, and she always brings me back to the Lord. And it's a pretty good thing. Can you see that? There's a hand there. Mom was there when that dark cloud just hung over me and wouldn't go away. All right, that's an island there, guys. And there's one dark cloud, and it's over that island. Can you imagine that? But she was there through that. She was there at my highest moments as well, and she supported me. She supported me as I went into the whole biker mode. She said, okay, you're going to do a biker ministry. That sounds good. The Lord needs people doing that. You know, but then she supported me back in the day when I ran to Vegas, like the prodigal. And when I got out there and I lost it all and it all ran out, Mom was there. When I got scared, she said, you know, fear can be looked at two different ways. She started giving me wisdom. Fear can mean forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Mom was instilling some wisdom into me that I'll never forget. She was training me that the Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Train up a child, right? She supported me as I decided to get into aviation. She was there supporting me. She's been there all along the way, even in some of my dumb moments. You know, you guys can't see this. Can you kill these lights? Maybe y'all can see this. I really wish y'all could see this. Can you guys see that? Even in my dumb moments, I'm picking up a cub, and Mama Bear's behind me. Hey, just keep it off for a second. All right? Mom was there to take the picture, right? Moms represent God's love. Those who love you are not fooled by mistakes you have made or dark images you hold about yourself. They remember your beauty when you feel ugly, your wholeness when you are broken, your innocence when you feel guilty, and your purpose when you're confused. That's mom, right? Mom's whole goal was to lead me to the cross. There's nothing you can do to make your mom not love you. Just like the Lord, he says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Amen? Mom was there when my dreams started coming true. And can you imagine that? That rabbit is going to have a good week, all right? She was there as my aspirations started coming true. But mom gave me wisdom. She told me to keep my mouth shut. Right? She said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Right? Mom taught me how to think. Think. It's an acronym. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And if it's not that, think before you say it. Amen? Is that good advice? That's what moms do for us. She also taught me how to discern things. I didn't know I had this gift, but she had it, and she said, just don't take people's word for things. There are wolves amongst the sheep. You guys agree? She taught me to not just take somebody's word for it. Look for the fruit. To discern. She told me not to be afraid of dying. Don't fear dying. Fear not living. You know, when you come to the end of your life, you usually don't regret the things you've done. You regret what you haven't done. Right? So if you want to go skydiving, let me know. You'll regret that. But mom taught me things about life, about the Bible. This is one of the texts she actually taught me. Now, you can't see this with the lights up. But it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, if you can kill the lights, that's my hint. Please turn off the lights. I want you to see what this is. Can you guys see that? Do you see the KFC sign in the back? Can you see the chicken before it? There's a chicken right here. And there's the KFC, and it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Let's just preach with the lights off. Just keep it off. I don't care if I'm on camera or not. You can hear it. All right? Mom taught me that, and I did go through the valley of the shadow of death growing up. It wasn't a good time, but she taught me things. She taught me some wisdom here. She said, it's not happy people who are thankful. It's thankful people who are happy. To be grateful, to be thankful about what you have. Amen? Then you're happy. And then she began to teach me about women. And Bill Cosby stole this from her. But she said, women don't want to hear what you think. Women want to hear what they think in a deeper voice. So I said, okay, Mom. She gave me this advice. She told me about marriage. And this one's really good. All right, Mom told me about marriage, that marriage is really like a box. Most people get married believing a myth that marriage is a beautiful box full of all the things they have longed for, companionship, intimacy, friendship, etc. The truth is that marriage at the start is an empty box. You must put something in before you can take anything out. There's no love in marriage. Love is in people. And people put love in marriage. There's no romance in marriage. You have to infuse it into your marriage. A couple must learn the art and form the habit of giving, loving, serving, praising, keeping the box full. If you're to take out more than you put in, the box will be empty. Is that words of wisdom or what? That's Mom. She then told me what to look for in a wife. just like Lemuel's mother. Everybody's read Proverbs 31, right? Proverbs 31 says that very thing. Who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth is far above rubies. Do you get that? A virtuous woman is more valuable than rubies, than diamonds, whatever the stone is. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen? My mom taught me that as I looked at her. She taught me that a good wife can bring balance to your life. Can you see that? This tractor is missing a wheel, yet she's balancing it out. You know, my mom, whenever she met Audrey, let me see if this thing will work. When she met Audrey, she said, "You better not lose her. You better hang on to that one." She recognized the virtuous woman in my wife. Amen? So, you're a keeper. All right? Moms, teaching us about God. It's the most important role, we're told. Most important role in the life of a child. My mom taught me to live life. Carpe diem. It's never too late. All right? It's never too late. No matter how old you get, man, enjoy life. Find a way to enjoy this life that God has given us. Isn't that what the Lord wants for us? Yes? What did he say? I have come that they might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Does God want us to enjoy this life? Man, I'm only hearing it from a few of you. And I really think that's part of it. I think that's why we have so many Sadventists. Because people don't enjoy what God has given us. We have to enjoy this. We have a freedom, and as mothers, this is what my mom was striving to do, and I'll wrap it up. My mom was striving to bring me to the foot of the cross. And she, by her prayers, I'm telling you guys, by her prayers, your prayers are super powerful as mothers. The Lord sought me out. And I know that was through my mom's prayers. She worried about me. The Ten Commandments. I should quiz my kids. I don't know where they are. I'll have mercy. But the fifth commandment, oh, I should quiz all of you then in front of the kids. What's the fifth commandment? Yeah, it's pretty easy. You know what weekend this is, all right? But honor your father and your mother. We should honor them. You need to call your mom if you can. You know, because this is the process. And most of you guys on this side, y'all know this. Many of us in the Cross Connection side, we haven't caught on to this yet. But the process is, mom's pregnant with you. She has you. She carries you. You get a little bit bigger, and then you're standing hugging mom, hugging her a little bit more, and then all of a sudden, you're helping mom walk. And then you're carrying mom. And then mom's no more. Our country, our society has set aside this day to recognize moms. And if we're comparing this with the Lord, he set aside a day to recognize him. Now, you'll hear people say, well, we should recognize our moms all the time. Well, that's true. We should recognize the Lord all the time. But there's this one time that we really want to reach out to our moms. And you want to call them if you can, if you still have a mom, and tell her thank you. So we have this one day set aside for them, but there's another day that most people don't even think about because we're so selfish. Every one of us have a day that we should thank our moms. And you celebrate it every year. What is it? It's your birthday. Because without your mom, you would not have a birthday. Unless you're a test tube baby. I don't think anybody in here is a test tube baby. Without your mom, you wouldn't even have that day. Here's my mom and dad. Isn't she happy? If you could, I know you would. You would call your mom. You would thank her. So I'm challenging all those that still have a mom. Honor your father and your mother. Call her. If you got a grudge with her, get over it. Build a bridge and get over it. She's not going to last forever. Get to her and hug her. Tell her Happy Mother's Day. Amen? She loves you. Amen.